All right, final few minutes here on the Connor Happer Show on 1620 The Zone. Appreciate you guys listening today. If you missed anything, check it out on the radio replay page, 1620thezone.com, or wherever you find your radio replays, I suppose. Let's take a phone call from Terry. Hey, Terry, what's up?
Hey, guys, good discussion today. Good show, as always.
Thank you.
Hey, just real quick, I think that with the shot clock, especially in high school, and I've sat in some of those games where you just pull your hair out and go, you know, they may not have the talent against a Bellevue West or something, or so they just stall and stall. And I agree with you. It's the most boring aspect of the game. And I think for high school, maybe start off in Nebraska, 45-second shot clock. And after that, of course, then it goes over to the other team. But I think if there's consistency in stalling the game each individual half, maybe there's a technical foul called on that team and the other team gets two free throws or something of that nature. I think we have to put coaches in a position to coach games, especially with what's happening right now in the basketball arena, of being able to have scores and run plays versus just running a North Carolina old four corners, stalling a game out against a better quality of team. So that's all I wanted to throw in. I want to know your thoughts on that.
I'm totally with you, Terry. Thanks for the call. I mean, it's frustrating when that happens because, I mean, you think about it, high school sports, it's a, you know, yes, you're trying to win games, but you're also trying to teach kids the game of basketball, and you're trying to instill fundamental, you know, stuff that you're going to take with you for the rest. You know, it's learning, right? It's educational. Yes, you're trying to win games, but, you know, the big picture, too, needs to be there. So it's disappointing when stuff like that happens. But winning's important, too. So it's frustrating. I will say this. It's pretty few and far between now. There's a difference between slowing things down and, like, all the way chew clock stalling as well. Some teams have to play slow to win. And that's okay. Like, that's a strategy thing. But there's a line there that it would just be probably too difficult to enforce, I think. It
would be very opinion-based.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a judgment call. And it's tough to get into. So you need the shot clock. And the issue with the 45 or, you know, however long you're going to make it is this stuff's being turned down at the legislative level for the NSA because of money reasons, you know, or staffing reasons, personnel reasons, stuff like that. So I would love to see it, but not this time around. All right, Josh, what's on TV tonight?
All right. In the NBA, Warriors and Bucks, 6:30 tonight on TNT, potential NBA Finals preview.
Oh, hot take.
Yeah, well, yeah, maybe not that hot. College basketball's got a couple good ones tonight. 6 p.m. on the Deuce. Number 16, Ohio State at number 13, Wisconsin. Big Ten showdown between two of the league's top four teams.
That's good.
And the nightcap on the Deuce. BYU at number 2, Gonzaga. The Cougars are 14-3. They travel to Spokane to the Kennel to face the Bulldogs, who have played one game since the start of the calendar year.
Jeez.
Yeah, so, you know, maybe you catch them a little rusty and you get them. We'll see tonight.
Yeah, it's always one of the WCC games that you're like, I like this.
A couple movies on tonight. We talked about this with Damon in the crossover the other day. Boys in the Hood is on BET tonight. So if you want to get a little weepy, that's an option for you. 6 o'clock on Paramount, The Dark Knight, always a classic.
Yep.
And a couple odd picks on television. Joe Millionaire for Richer or Poorer tonight on Fox. The reboot sees a gaggle of women vie for the affections of one of two men. One's a millionaire. The other's just an average Joe. The ladies don't know who's who. Mm. And they literally go digging for gold tonight. See, they're gold diggers.
Huh. And one of their activities is digging for gold.
Mm-hmm.
And a little on the nose.
On Discovery, for 4 hours tonight.
Oh, no.
BattleBots.
Yeah.
14 new killer robots enter the arena. And this is from the episode description. Legendary competitor Yeti returns after a year's absence. Yeah, Yeti is back after a year out.
Amazing.
I don't know. Sat out last season due to COVID. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's a great comeback story. I don't know what the story is, but it's great.
It's probably all we'll be talking about tomorrow.
Yep. So. Don't forget Jeopardy at 6:30.
Well, yeah.
Or 6.
Of
which
course.
I always watch Jeopardy.
I watch it every night. We record it
yep.
at our house and we watch it.
Amy's still rolling.
Rolling. 31 days.
Yeah.
Over a million.
Yeah, they. I love the part where they ask her, like, they always ask everybody every day, like, what's your story?
Yeah, they talk to the contestants.
They've done it for a month, you know, for 31 straight times now.
I don't have 31 anecdotes, so it eventually becomes, so you've got a cat.
Hey, I like, yeah, you have that, and then you also have the one where it's like, hey, is there anybody you want to thank, or, you know, stuff like that. I thought that was good. I think Ken Jennings is good, by the way.
Yeah, he's a good fit.
I'm in on the Ken Jennings Jeopardy hosting.
Blossom's okay, too.
Yes.
I don't mind going back and forth.
I'm with you.
Yeah.
A little of both. All right. On that, that's what to watch on TV tonight. We're out of here. Crossover's next with John and Josh. Talk to you guys tomorrow.